Adulting is still hard.
大人的行動は今も大変。
Welcome to the Lost in Japan English podcast, delivered to you in a bilingual format in English and Japanese. I'm your host, Chieko, based in Seattle, Washington.
そして千葉県印西市からお送りしているやっこです。ロスジャパポッドキャストは日本語と英語のバイリンガル形式でお送りしています。
I feel like this topic is so timely because I feel very, very burdened by adulting these days.
かわいそう、ちっちゃ。いやー、これはでも最近っていうか近年は常にあくも感じているとこかもしんない。あの、大人的行動っていうふうにタイトルでは言ったんだけど、
はい。
なんて言えばいいかなっていうのをね、ちょっとかなり考えるのに時間かかったんですが、大人としてやるべきこと、うん、大人らしいことっていう、そういういろんな生活の中でやっていかなきゃいけないことってどんどん出てくると思うんだけど、それって、うん、まあ昔もきっと大変だったところもあるかもしれないけど、今も大変。だよねみたいな、そういう話をしていけたらと思ってます。
Yes, yes. You know, one of the things I remember seeing like a meme going around the internet, and I feel this a lot in my life right now, but when you're kids, when we're young, we think about like, 大人の like the drinks would be like お酒とかビールとか、like cocktails and whatnot, right?Or it might be like, oh, when you're older, like my mom was a big coffee drinker. So like, 大人だったらコーヒー飲めるとか、you know, you have these images of adulthood. And sure, as you, you know, become an adult, you start drinking and you drink coffee and you drink cocktails and alcohol and stuff. But then when you're really adult, you realize, nope, it's water.The real adult drink is water.
おお、その域に達してるのはちーちゃんすごいような気がする。でも、
I know.
超わかる。超わかる。
Yes. It's not sugary drinks. It's not alcohol. It's not caffeine. It's water. And in my case, it's flat water because I'm not supposed to drink sparkly water. So I'm like tap water all the time.
そうね、
すごいつまんないんだけど、It's like, oh, this is adulting.
なるほどね、そういうのも入るんだね、adulting の中に。あの、そう、そもそも adulting っていう言葉自体、やっぱあんまり馴染みがなかったんだけど、やっぱり最近の流行りのっていうか、あの最近の言葉なのかなと思って、I'm still trying to grasp where, like, 何がアダルティングに入るのかっていうところあるんだけど、その水、結局はね、最初若い時は二十歳過ぎての若い時はもうコーヒーもお酒もわーいって飲んでて、もう最近本当の大人になってくるとお水が一番だよねっていう、その感覚も入るんだったらやっこもすごくわかるし、あの本当だね。なんか、I drink 白湯。I still drink sugary drinks, but still, like, 白湯を飲むと、あったかい water を飲むと、
yes.
It's like, あー、ほっとするみたいな。ほっとするって思うってことはきっと大人になってきてんだろうね。
Yes, it's because we have stressful lives, of course, and so we are looking for moments. But, you know, it's just what our body needs. It's water, and we don't need a bunch of the other crappy things that we thought were adult drinks when we were younger. Those are like all bad choices for you, right? And so it's like, okay, like, let's make smart choices. Let's drink water, and let's drink a lot of it.
その域に入ってきてますね、ヤコもね。だからその気持ちはすごくよくわかるし、 I want to ask you これもアダルティングに入るのかっていうのをちょっと聞いてみたいなと思うのが、今年は結構雪がちょこちょこ降ってんだよね。で、今日も雪降ってて、It's like when I was a kid, I was like 雪降るともうわーいって感じでさ、 あの、もう何して遊ぼうかってことしか考えてなかったんだけど、大人になるとさ、あ、雪かきしないとな、車出らんないしなとか、電車止まるかなとか、そこちょっとチェックしないとなみたいな、この昔子供の時に持っててわーいみたいなのがなんかちょっと若干なくなってるなっていうのと、それもちょっと寂しいなっていうのがあって、なんか大人になっちゃったかもみたいなところがあるんだけど、うん、Does that、うん、like is that included?
I would say absolutely. I think adulting、mm-hmm. the way the slang term is used is it's a verb、mm-hmm. right? So it's something that you do. It's not really something that you feel.
Okay.
So the adulting behavior is when it snows, now you have to snow, you have to plow, you have to snow shovel.
Yeah.
Right? That'sTotally adulting, because kids usually don't have to do that. Or, yeah, when it snows, then you have to, you know, do all these other things, chores around the house.
Yes.
Like, that is absolutely, like, part of adulting.
なるほどね。あ、そういうことか。そのこう、やっぱ行動なんだね。やることの方で、
はい、
まあ気持ちっていうよりはやることの方。うん。
Yes.
なるほどね。
And I think, you know, It's the hard part about adulting、mm-hmm. is like you want to just play in the snow and enjoy it, but you all, you know, you have to shovel the snow and get to work despite that snow. Or you want to drink the sugary coffee、mm-hmm. drink or cocktail, but you know that what you need to drink is water. And so you drink water.
なるほどね。はいはい。それはたくさんある気がするね。
Yes, and I feel like so... Okay, there's obviously really hard adulting things、mm-hmm. like you have to pay your taxes and file your taxes. You have to buy insurance and you have... Like all these kind of like life stuff.
Yes.
But, and of course that I would consider all of those things adulting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But what I find to be the most...challenging sometimes with adulting is like making reasonable choices、
はい、
such as drinking water or、you know, like you want to eat the sugary donut but you're、like、that's not, I'm not going to feel good after I eat that, so I'm going to、eat the vegetables or 、or you want like some ridiculous thing that you saw on Amazon but you're like, no, I need to live within my budget, so you know, the adultthing to do is to not buy things I don't need. Right? Like the easy choice is to like, oh, let me just buy everything. And the, you know, the harder choice for me at least is to not buy the things that I want because I don't actually need them. And that to me is like hard adulting.
That is so hard. And I think I still go back and forth for all of those things. あの、なんかもう you have two voices って感じがしてさ、こう、どっちにするの ?two voices in your head、って感じか。こう、どっちにするの、こっちにするの、こっちの方が大人的選択だよね。だけど、気持ちはこっち行っちゃってるよね。甘いもの食べたいよねって、もうボコボコボコボコ行ったり来たりして、まあ結局、どっちかを選ぶっていう感じになるんだけど、
はい、
大変、はい、大変。Like, I think, I guess we have so many options. だから、また、それも難しくしているところでもあるかもしれないけど、うん、確かに難しい、うん、もう毎日いやね。
What are the things that you find are the hardest in adulting?
まあ最近あるのは親のことかもしれないね。親っていうか、あの自分の前の世代の。So no, it's not just、
yes.
your parents, but it's like、
right.
Jan's parents, of course, and like,、
right.
and all the relatives, like maybe are included.、Mm-hmm. But when you,、mm-hmm. when I was a kid, こうね、そんなこと考えなかったけど、大人になると、mm-hmm. そっちのケアもするっていうのが増えてきて、で、もうまさにそんな感じよ。Mm-hmm. 今日はなんかちょっと、なんかゆっくりしたいなと思うんだけど今やっとかないと後で自分も大変になっちゃうから今ドキュメントを書いとこうとか今これをしとこうとか、mm-hmm. その大人たちの自分より前の世代の人たちの 手続きとかいろいろやるっていうのを、
はい、
こうまたどっちどうしようって悩んで、あでもやっとこうってなってる時がアダルティングな感じがするね、最近のヤコノは。
You know, I can definitely relate to for sure. Taking care of your parents or your in-laws or the older generation.
Yes.
As because before, you know, you were only responsible for yourself.
Yeah.
And like now you are also taking on more responsibility for them. That's definitely hard adulting.
Yes. Because,
and I don't know how you prepare for that.
Yeah, there's like no... なんて言うんだろう、それに対してレクチャーを受けたわけでもなく。だし、you kind of learn as you go, so that makes it even harder sometimes. And of course, situations differ. だからね、みんな同じじゃないし。And it's not like an obligation. I do want to do it, so... I'm choosing to do it っていうところはもちろんあるからさ、なんていうの、もうちょっと難しいところなんだよね。こう、こうそういうのがいっぱい増えてきた感じがするよね、最近は。
Yeah. And, you know, I feel like as your parents get older, the challenge becomes, you know, different illnesses and health issues come up, and there's no good timing around that kind of stuff. So,
yes.
You know, you have more emergencies, you have more, ちょっと今っていう感じのが出てきて、like that can be really stressful. So, yeah, that's a lot. That's a part of adulting that I feel like nobody prepares you for.
I know, nobody. だし, and I think one other thing that we have talked about in the past is it's not just the illness and like,really the caregiving part, it's sometimes related to technology because it is, I think, it's very generation specific な感じがするね。Where we know a little bit more about technology than the previous generation って感じがするから、we have to help there too.って感じはするよね。
I do feel like that's a unique situation to just our generation.
Yes! Yes!
Because when our, you know, our children, you know, obviously they're going to be, our, you know, our younger generation, like they're going to be more savvy when it comes to technology. But because we are familiar with technology, well, you know, like I believe that, you know, our generation is one, we're pretty up to speed because we can't function in the world without it, but also that we can pick up new technology pretty easily versus our parents' generation who are just like, what is this? They like conceptually don't always get it.
So
because they didn't grow up with it, right? They didn't, they didn't have to necessarily use super advanced technology in their jobs. Maybe towards the end they had to like use email, but that's about it. So there's a, I feel like it's only in this time frame that we're having this gap. But that's, yeah, that's a unique, I think, Gen X baby boomer pain point.
そうそう。だってそうなんだよ。Because I'm not,そのやっこのジェネレーションではあんまりテックサビではないから I learn a lot from the younger generation and they're like、なんで知らないのみたいな感じで言われながらさこうやってやるんだよって教えてくれるんだけど今度やっこが今度親にやってるのはそれなんだよねで My mom recently changed her phone and 弟にやってもらったん手伝ってもらったんだよね because he's more tech savvy than I amBut I knew that we still had to kind of help my mom do this because she wouldn't be able to do it herself. And, わかんないってなってるから。It's like somebody has to help. And it's either me or my brother って感じがして。なんか、そういうのもアダルティングだなって感じ、なんていうの、思うねっていうところがあるし。ね、ちいちゃんもすっごいそこ頑張ってるっていう感じがするから。あるよね。これはユニークだよね、世代的な。
Helping the baby boomers and on with technology is, that can be really painful.
It is.
And I feel like, it's like everyone struggles the most with their own parents around that, because I think we have like short fuses.
そうなの。
It's like, すぐなんかカンカンになっちゃった。
そう、だって I think if it were not your parents,なんか、もうちょっと優しくできると思うんだけど、なぜだかできなくなっちゃう時があるよね。なので、もうすごい大変な作業になるし、 ってことあるけど、そう、なんていうの、ちーちゃんはどんなのある？他にもある？なんか、
I think for me, it's a lot of、the extra things that come with aging. So, much don't like, you know, I feel like in our 20s, 30s, like when we were adulting, like we had to learn how to do things like taxes and insurance and all that kind of stuff, right? And then it's like, oh, you got to write your will and you got to do all this kind of stuff. But now in our mid 40s,You know, as we're aging, I'm like, oh, okay, like, I need to change and up my skincare. I need, like, it takes me a lot longer to, like, I need a 10-minute, 15-minute warm-up before I do anything versus a 5-minute warm-up before I do anything because my body's so, like, stiff, you know? Or just, like, the things that I need to do because my body is older. Do you know, like, I feel like,You know, taking the time to do that and also, you know, making sure my body is getting everything that it needs. That becomes like such a bigger focus as we age. And that feels like adulting to me.
That
like, oh, I gotta take care of my aging body.
それは I totally agree だね。あの、本当にちょっと前はなかった。ケアをしないといけないところがエイジアダルティングだなって思う、あのやっこもさ、なんかじゃあ運動しよう、今年は運動するぞ、頑張るぞってやった時にもすぐ、まあ割とすぐ運動をやれるんだけども、今はその前の準備、前のストレッチングみたいなの準備期間を長くしないと、そこまでたどり着けないんだよね。こう、あそこが痛い、ここが痛いってすぐなっちゃうから。それを目の当たりにすると、ああ、結構エイジングしてるんだなみたいな感じになって。And that is adulting. なんかね、確かにあるね。
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's just, you know, things like, okay, You know, I just got new contacts, but now I need reading glasses to be able to read when I wear my contacts, right? Like, it's like, okay, so now this is another layer of complexity that I got to manage, you know, I got to go get myself some reading glasses and manage that. Or, you know, it's like there's all these things that start to come out as you age and that add more responsibility. Like, これもあれもこれもあれもっていう感じで。
ある。Responsibility.
Take these supplements. You gotta go see, you know, like, get these medical procedures. You gotta do this. Like, それもなんか増えてくるって感じ。
増えてくる。あるね。
So your self-care, the amount of self-care that you need when you get older, like, oh my goodness.
Goodness って感じだよ。やっこも感じ
て。それだけでなんか、一日が疲れるって。
でも確かにそれはアダルティングだな。やっこも完全にその同じような状態。セルフケアがよりこうグレードアップしないと、あの、なんか対応できないことがたくさん出てきちゃうし。
Yes!
And like making decisions is a little bit harder on that too. Like 昔はもうちょっとなんて言うんだろう。こうなったらこれがあればいいな、こうなったらこれがあればいいなって、なんかもうちょっとはっきり分かっていたような気がするんだけど、例えばあの目のこともやっこずっと若い時、子供の時からついこの間まで目はほぼほぼ何のケアもしなくて済んでたんだけど、ああ老眼、老眼鏡買わないとああダメだなっていうのでもあって、最初はやっこ I think I was 30代の後半から I needed reading glasses and I was pretty early to need them. But, and I 100円ショップで買ってとかやってたので、ね、だけど今は I think I need to kind of have it checked and get the reading glasses that suit me or else、なんか100円ショップの老眼鏡ではダメになってきたって感じが。
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I have to make more wiser choices. I need to be,、I need to have it checked really. とか、なんかそういうのもだんだん難しくなってきた感じがするね。
Yeah, so it's, you know, part of, I think, maybe this episode needs to be called、aging. aging is hard.
It is. It's so... ねえ、アダルティングイコールエイジングなところもあるもんね、はい、確かに今日はなんだかどっちかっていうとエイジングの話になってきちゃうよね。
Yes, because taking care of your aging self, I think, is part of adulting, right? Thus, going back to like, you have to drink water, drink water, drink water.
それもね、よく聞くな、最近。もういろんな人に言われるし、もっと水分取りなさい、もっと水分取った方がいいよ、みたいなこともあるし、それがね、お茶とかお水でしょ?Mm-hmm. このくらいの年になるとみたいなのがなんとなくこう聞くからさ、あのヤクがなんかすっごいさドクターペッパーとか飲んでると何飲んでんのみたいな感じになってくるもんね。はい。
Oh yeah, no, that's terrible for you.
うん、ギルティープレジャーの一つなんでどうしてもねそっちに行く時がありますが。
Well, and it's a balance, I think, in life. And, you know, one of the things about adulting is learning moderation. Yes. So, you know, that's, yappari, you know, you can't just not enjoy life and only, you know, drink water 100% of the time. It's like, mochiron, you have to enjoy the things that you enjoy. So, my favorite saying is everything in moderation, including moderation.
なるほどね。いい言葉だね。日本でも多分、ブーディズムなのかな?中道を行くって言って、真ん中の道?、
うん、
道の真ん中を行くっていうコンセプトがあると思うんだけど、本当そのバランスが大事だよね。チョイセスも大事だし、バランスが大事で、それが結構、バランスを取っていくのが難しい。で、バランスを取らないと結構いろんなところが壊れてくるっていう、ね、そこが難か、まあ難しいというか大事というか、なので中道行くやっこもそれを肝に銘じて、
はい、
アダルティングしていきたいと思います。はい。
I love it. I love it. Okay, on that note, let's jump to our pop quiz for today's episode.
はい、それではクイズコーナーに移りましょう。
Okay, I do have a little bit of an adulting themed idiom for you today.
Okay.
What does it mean when we say hold down the fort?
ああ、なんかね、それは聞いたことあるな。あのね、あのね、hold down the fort。こうなんか、こう わざわざってなっているような状況をマネージして、こう沈めるっていう。
Not quite.
Not quite. Oh no! Did I? That's the image I get.
So the way that we use.The phrase hold down the fort is more in someone's absence. So let's say we're hanging out and I'm going to take off and I'm like, Yakko, you hold down the fort. Meaning like you take responsibility for making sure that the house is okay, right? Wherever we are, maybe we'll work in a business together and I'm going to go get lunch. I'm like, you hold down the fort.Means like you manage the business. So
I see.
I think it's more of a military based. I'm going to assume because of the word fort that
it comes
from more of a military base. But it just means like you are taking responsibility in absence of someone else.
なるほど。その誰かがいないがためにそこをマネージして責任を持ってちゃんと管理してねという意味。
はい。
ああ、そういうことか。はい、なるほどね。Like, I knew the word fort was kind of military-ish, and なんかをこうマネージしなきゃいけないんだなっていうイメージはあったんだけど、誰かがいないから、はい、あ、じゃあそこ頼んだよ、みたいな感じだね。
はい、はい、はい。
ね、あー。
そんな感じです。
I get it now, it's so clear. Thank you so much for clarifying that for me って感じでしたね。Hold down the fort. ありがとうございました。
はい。
それでは、日本語の方に移りたいと思うんですけれども、やっこの方の、はい、やっこの方のっていうか、日本語の方も、まあ、ちょっと大人に関わるセイングでございます。
Okay.
Okay. 大人の味って言ったらどういう意味でしょう。I'm hoping that the English that I think is the equivalent is right.
Like immediately the word that comes to mind is like Jimmy, but...
Oh, interesting.
I don't know that... Can 味 be Jimmy?
味 is actually... I think っていうか、普通にテイストの味です。
はい、
なので、大人の味っていう
But can... Is there like a... 地味な味 like it's like that's what comes to
yeah
mind.
I think that's correct because that's one of the 大人の味's I think a 地味な subtle な味を楽しめる人っていうのは大人の味を知ってる人な感じはするから
is it also like more bitter flavors
bitter flavors も大人の味に入ってくると思うあの子供は嫌がるしあの、mm-hmm. 若い人もまあ好きな人は好きかもしれないけど、やっぱその苦さとか、ほろ苦さとか、ちょっと slightly bitter なのを味わえるのも大人だし。で、I think in general, it's more っていうか、I would say acquired taste っていう言葉があるよね。
あ、はい。
あれか多分同じイコールな感じがするんだけど、なんかまあ、だんだん大人になって、
okay.
こう、分かってくる味の楽しみっていうものだから、
うん、
もう今ちーちゃんが言った味はどれも多分大人の味の一つですね。
yeah, acquired taste.、Mm-hmm. There's definitely a lot that falls under that.
でしょでしょそう。まあ同じ、はい、まあそんなに特殊な表現ではないかもしれないけど、やっぱり大人になって大人の味を楽しむのもアダルティングの一つ、うんいい方の一つ
Maybe it's, yeah, it's an enjoyable aspect.
yes, yes, かなと思って、まあ、ちょっとシェアしてみました。
I love it.、うん、I love it. Well, we thank you all for、tuning in for another episode of the Lost in Japan English podcast where we're talking about adulting slash aging in this episode. 、and, you know, some of the responsibilities that come with that.、
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are all on that same train. So、if you have...thoughts, tips you want to share with us, hit us up. We are on Instagram at Lost in Japanglish.
はい。今日はアダルティング、まあ大人的行動をとるっていう話をしたんですけれども、まあちょっと若干エイジングの話がだいぶ強かったかなと思いますが、あの誰しもがあの体験していくところではあるかなと思うので、皆さんも、こんなのあるよとか、まあ、こういう時はこうするといいよとかあのコツなどあったらシェアしていただけると私たちも嬉しいですあのインスタの @lostinjapanglish で見つかりますのでぜひそちらでシェアしていただけると嬉しいなと思いますそれでは今日もご視聴ありがとうございましたまた来週
バイバイ